Yo, what's up? This weekend was a great weekend. If you're a sports fan, a lot of sports happened over the weekend. I got my man Matt here, the man that's normally behind the camera. We're going to be talking all things sports this chat. So hopefully you guys enjoy. But first, kick our intro in. Yo, what's up, my man?
What's up, bro? How's it been?
Nah, I'm all good, bro. Yeah. Man, what an awesome weekend it's been, bro, with
Straight
sports,
up,
eh?
Bro. Everything was on this weekend, bro.
100%.
Yeah.
I know. What was your most, enjoying game or entertaining game you watched on the weekend?
Probably the basketball, bro.
Team USA?
Yeah. Nigeria, bro, getting that dub against the US. I mean, that's a pretty big moment.
Yeah,
bro. What about you?
I think it was... I'd have to say if it wasn't that, it was the soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, this morning, UEFA. You know, Italy winning.
Definitely.
I was personally going for England.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it just, you know, went Italy's way. And kudos to them, man.
It's going to Rome.
Yeah, it's going to Rome. Oh, man. Yeah, the three Lions, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The English supporters, I'll tell you, probably just crying right now.
But you got up this morning, eh?
Yeah, I did, man.
Yeah.
I actually got up this morning, bro, at 6 o'clock or whatever what it was.
Yeah.
Drove down to the local beach, and where we live, local beach, you know, you have your pubs and stuff along the beach and stuff, and man, they were all packed there. You couldn't even find a car park, bro. It was all full of English and Italian supporters, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so
came down to penalty shootouts, bro.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, I mean, now that we're on the topic, I guess we are talking football, man. And it was such a good game. It was kind of a good game.
Mm.
You know, each side will have, I guess, you know, their thoughts on it and stuff, you know, supporters and whatnot. But me for me personally, someone who doesn't watch, you know, football, you know, too often, man, I thought it was an entertaining game all around. And you know, it's always exciting when it does go to you know, penalty shootouts. And like I said, I did go for England. You know, obviously, I mean, because the last time they won a major trophy, bro, was back in, you know, the 1966 or something like that, I think it was, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, since then, they haven't won nothing, you know, other than...
Bro, you feel sorry, eh, for these, like, England fans, bro, like, straight up, every tournament, bro, there's so much hype, like,
yeah,
it's gonna be England's tournament.
Yeah, man.
Nick Minute.
I know.
I mean, they came so close as well, like, that's the hard thing.
Bro, and that's the thing, man, like, it's happened before in the past, you know, like, you know, what's crazy is, you know, manager, right? They don't call them coaches.
Yeah.
Manager...
I know that from FIFA.
Get old pizzas, eh? The FIFA days. But yeah, man, the manager Gareth Southgate, bro, like back in, I think it was like 1995 or 96 or something.
Yeah.
Bro, similar situation. They were actually in the semis though, and they went up against I think it was arch rivals Germany.
Yeah.
And bro, similar situation, went to penalty shootouts, bro, and it was on him to get the goal, bro, and man, he missed.
Caked it. Bro,
caked it.
That sucks.
And now that he's managing this team,
bro,
he's just living that nightmare,
bro,
again.
That's the worst, eh?
Oh, man.
He seems like a cool guy, though.
Bro, he was cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
You know, fully took the blame for his selections in terms of who was taking the penalty shots and stuff and decision making, as most managers would, you know. And I thought he had himself... you know, really well, you know, I think he, you know, was really composed and also, you know, in terms of, you know, after the match, you know, when he was getting interviewed, man, he was really calm about the situation and, you know, he was really positive and looked more at the positives rather than the negatives, man. So,
So I heard that was a bit of a topic, eh, on social media, bro.
Yeah.
A bit of the penalty selection. And
yeah,
stuff.
Bro. So, yeah, man, you know, for those that didn't really watch, you know, or watch it at all, yeah, I think it was like three interchange players came on and they took the penalty shots.
Yeah.
And I think like two of them or maybe all three of them didn't even touch the ball in the game. You know what I mean? And so the first time they touched the ball, you kick a ball, bro, was as they're taking their penalty shot. So imagine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and the hype actually, you know, leading up to this game today is that England had actually been training for penalty shots. For the past month or so, or, you know, for whatever. And so the only issue with that, bro, is that you just can't simulate what
real,
it's going to be.
A real match.
The real moment, you know what I mean? And, like, under that much pressure, And unfortunately, you know, one of the players was also and the guy that ended up I wouldn't say losing the game for them,
yeah.
But you know, the guy that it came down to last, I think what's his name? I think it's Bukayo. Oh, I don't even know how you say his name. I'm not even gonna try and say that name actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna call him Sucker.
Yeah,
that's his last name.
Sweet.
We'll go with it. Yeah, bro. 19-year-old. You know what I mean? That amount of pressure. You know, obviously he's a professional. You know, they get paid to do that job, but man, a lot of pressure in that type of moment, eh?
Straight up, and having to deal with the fan reaction after that.
Yeah,
like, that would
you
suck.
Said you saw some crazy shit, eh?
I saw some crazy stuff, bro. Even like England fans, like I don't know who they were beating up, bro.
Bro, we know who they're beating up.
But out of the coming out of the stadium, bro.
I don't know what we're laughing about. But yeah, yeah.
But I mean, obviously, like you can tell, like they're frustrated, bro, because you know there's so many tournaments that they've been to.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's a wrong way to take it out.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's no way in you know, walking away from a match like that. But
it's a bad look. But
yeah, I mean, yeah. At the same time, I mean, I think I brought the stat up with you before, bro. It's like you know, like when it's like comparing them to the All Blacks, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like when the All Blacks lose, you know, supposedly the figures for crime rates here or abuse rates go up, man. You know, which is crazy. So.
Yeah, bro. I want to talk about it as well. Like, imagine if the ABs lost the 2011 World Cup.
Oh, when it was here, right?
Like, imagine, because I was in, were you in the city?
Nah. Oh, was I? Nah, I wasn't actually.
Yeah,
nah,
I was in the city watching that game, bro. And just
did you
like,
go to the game?
Nah, I didn't go to the game, but I was in the city.
Yeah.
And, bro, because it was crazy. Obviously, the celebrations were crazy after that. But imagine imagine us losing, bro. That,
bro.
And now, because they were playing in Wembley, eh?
Yeah, bro. So yeah, the football this morning.
So
yeah,
you can imagine, bro, like losing in your home country.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I know. Like I watched a fan's vlog, and stuff, and he's quite popular because he does, you know, these vlogs, you know, around based on around football and whatnot.
Yeah,
and man, like he literally got every moment, important moment in the game, on camera and stuff, and from them scoring in the first 2 minutes, man, like they were up. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the 67th or something like that, minute, you know, when Italy scored, bro, and like just the reaction from that, you know, 2 minute mark when they were all up and going hard, and to the 66th minute, bro, it was like a game changer, right? And
bro.
Yeah, definitely, man. And you feel sorry for them as well, eh?
Definitely, bro. But
yeah, bro. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, like you know, like I actually think. You know, I think a lot of you know, English supporters will probably agree is like it's frustrating because England were up, you know, in the first 2 minutes, you know, and like, yeah, it's 2 minutes, but, you know, they should have really laid the attack on straight after that and continued. Bro, and they did that for about the first 25 minutes of the game. Bro, but after that, bro, like it's like they backed off and they were just defending their advantage. Eh? And I was like, I hate teams that do that, man. Like they should seriously, like, you know, if you're in front, make the team that's trying to catch you. You know, push real hard because
I feel like it's a mindset thing, bro.
Because
you've got that lead, and you know, it's like you just want to defend, bro. You want to defend that lead, no matter how small it is.
Yeah,
bro. Like you're saying, bro, it's probably best to stay on the attack.
Yeah, on the attack game, bro. Like that's just the frustrating thing, and you see it across all sports. You know, like teams defending leads, and then all of a sudden, you know, that's what happens. You know, you end up losing. So, man. You know, like I said, kudos to Italy, bro, and it's going to Rome at the end of the day, man. So
straight up,
yeah.
But also had the rugby on, bro.
Yeah.
Couple games on there. So.
Yeah, man. Obviously you had Manu Samoa versus Tonga, and then you had what's it called? Versus Fiji, man.
Man,
that Fiji game was really entertaining. But I guess maybe we'll start with Manu Samoa first, and then Tonga.
Yeah.
Did you manage to watch that game?
Nah, bro. But I did see a TikTok, bro. Someone running on the field.
Yeah, it was my auntie, bro.
That was the only game highlight I saw, bro. But
bro, poor security guard, G. Couldn't even tickle her, right? Tickle. Bro, he was trying.
Bro.
Yeah, he was trying hard.
I felt sorry for me. It's bro. Like, that would have been me, bro.
Bro, she was, auntie was there, you know, waving the flag, still smiling, and she was trying to get tackled. I was like, hey.
It's embarrassing, eh?
Bro, yeah. But honestly, he would have lost his job.
But good game, no way,
bro. It was a good game, G. And man, I was just, you know, me being Samoan, obviously, you know, it was awesome to see the Usos, you know, take the win in the end and stuff. But man, it was a grudge match up until about the 50th minute, you know.
True.
And yeah, I thought Tonga were excellent in the scrums. Man, they were dominant in that area, and you know, they actually got first points. But you know, not long after that, you know, Samoa came back and stuff, and then you know, as Samoa started to apply more pressure and stuff, you know, gaps started to open up, man, and then they started taking advantage. And I think it was, you know, 5-1 difference in tries.
Yeah. Because the Tonga have some of their boys back?
Bro, yeah. So that's the thing, man. Like, you know, obviously after their 102-0 thumping last week against the ABs, like, I remember actually watching the press conference after that, and their coach, who speaks really well as well.
Yeah.
And he, you know, although they got pumped by that much, you know, he was still really positive about the situation.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they were waiting on three more guys to come through, bro, and join the team. But obviously, you know, still a lot of their players still can't come over because, you know, they got championships going on over in
COVID as well.
So playing up, bro.
Yeah. AB's game as well.
Yeah, ABS VG. Yeah,
bro,
how'd you find it?
Surprise day, bro.
But
it was probably the first time I've cheered against ABS, bro. Like, straight up.
I've done it a few times, though, bro.
But even from that, like, him, bro. Did you see that? Him?
He
started the game, bro. And I was like, oh, man.
I'm touching air, bro.
I'm going for Fiji today.
Yeah.
Straight up. But, yeah, bro, they brought it, bro. Especially that first half. Man, they were in that game.
Yeah.
To win it.
And I thought where Fiji went well, man, was definitely the breakdown. You know, like that, man, they were just so clinical in the ruck area, man. And you know, that they got so many penalties. And what they've done now, man, is seriously that they've probably exposed a weakness in you know, the All Blacks game. And you know, I won't be surprised if they go at it again this weekend and they do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, man.
Well, you don't realize there's like a lot of Northern Hemisphere players, eh? Mm-hmm. Like, in that Fiji team, so
yeah,
I mean, they know how to play, like, you know, they're playing at a high standard. So I mean,
yeah,
bro. But I think also, bro, I don't know if you've seen a bit of the chat around, like, players being eligible to play for like their home nation or their parents' nations.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on that, bro?
Bro, yeah, I think it's I think it's full of shit, bro.
Yeah,
just like the referee was too in that game.
Oh wow, wow.
We'll come back to that, eh? But man, but yeah. To kind of answer that question, man, like, I think you know, there definitely needs to be a change, you know, and a lot of people have said that as well, and you know, it's come to light more often and stuff. But you know, I feel sorry for these teams, and you know, I actually saw this fact, bro, and it was like, and I'm not surprised either, but like 20% of the professionals in the game today are from Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. So, that, you know, the eligibility rule is a tough one. But yeah, you know, hopefully there are some changes, you know, down the line, man. Especially with a lot of the stuff that are coming up lately, yeah, bro.
Straight up, bro. And we also had some international basketball. Nigeria getting the dub over the US,
bro. 90-87 it was. Man, entertaining game. I thought Nigeria were just the better team all around. Obviously it showed by, you know, the final score, and the ball movement that they showed, man, throughout the game was just really, really good. And it was really smooth, bro, and just, you know, allowed them, you know, to have open shots, open opportunities. And man, they were just shooting threes all day, man, and they were just nailing them.
Do you reckon US came into that game thinking they were going to dominate?
Yeah, a little bit, bro. Like, honestly, man, in fact, not a little bit. Yeah, they did. You know, I think you know, when you play in the best competition in the world, you know, in terms of basketball, you know, the NBA, you already have a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I think you also got to have a little bit of an ego as well. And you see that in some of these players. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the better team won.
Yeah.
And that's that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, with the US, bro, they've got so much talent and they're able to, you know, change their team every year pretty much. Well, obviously it's based off, you know, what if players are available, you know, because they've got a long season in the NBA. But, you know, some of these teams like Australia and all that, you know, they've had the same team. Obviously they bring in young guys as well, but they pretty much had the same team for the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah.
So
Paddy Mills in there.
Yeah, so they've got that chemistry that they've built up. And, you know, this US team is a pretty new team that they've put together, you know, compared to the World Cup a couple of years ago. So we'll see. You know, obviously they've got the talent to win gold, but, you know, are they able to build up that chemistry? Because obviously FIBA, you know, international basketball is a bit different, but.
Yeah. You were saying in terms of their three-point line and stuff like that, eh?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to have to adjust, and, you know, they obviously, you know, it levels the playing field a bit, but you know, you can't bet against KD.
Nah, well at the same time, because Curry's not playing with them, and neither is Bron, this time around. So
yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see. Do you think they're gonna win it?
Well, they've got a stacked team, so I mean you can't bet against them, but they're definitely gonna have some competition, you know, in the semis and final. But
hey, Slovenia, I'm going for Slovenia, bro. My man Luka, bro.
Yeah, but it'll be a good tournament.
All round, eh?
Yeah, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, me, man. Yeah. Well, that definitely was the upset of the weekend, I reckon.
Yeah.
And
I heard it was the biggest moment in Nigerian basketball history.
Oh, I bet, bro. African.
Yeah.
So. I bet, man. Like, for a team like Nigeria to come in and beat, you know, the best team to ever, you know, play the game, in terms of, you know, quality of players, you know, and who've been around for a very long time. Nigeria just comes, you know, along. They've played each other previously in the past, and it hasn't gone their way.
Nah. I think they put like 156 points on them when Kobe was playing.
Yeah. That's like right.
Crazy, man.
I actually saw that stat today, so that's the only reason why I'm familiar with it. But yeah, to see the improvement that they've made, bro, over the last decade, man.
Yeah, unreal. Awesome, eh?
Awesome. And it's good to see some NBA players, you know, go play for, you know, their native country.
Yeah, definitely, bro. And also had the UFC, bro. UFC.
Yeah.
Bit of a build-ups match there in the main event.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look, there were two fights in the that stood out to me, and that was Bam Bam's one, and Sean O'Malley's fight. So those were the fights of the night. But coming up to that last fight, bro, the Conor McGregor one, and Dustin Poirier, man, that was just a build-ups fight all around.
Bro, to be honest, I didn't watch the fight card, but you said it wasn't really worth it anyway. But
oh, bro, it definitely wasn't worth it. The other two fights were worth it.
The
I reckon the other two fights were worth it. The ones that I mentioned, but
yeah.
Yeah, man, like, oh, it just wasn't a fight that anyone would have expected. Obviously, shit happens in the UFC, obviously, because it's a physical sport.
Especially when there's so much hype, bro. So much hype going into it, like weeks, if not months of hype, bro. And then, how long did it last?
Bro, basically the last, like, 10 seconds of the first round. You know?
Crazy.
And you know, Conor's only chance of winning that fight was in the first round. Yeah. There was no way he was going to win the fight, in my opinion. I'm not even a UFC expert or anything, but I think, you know, personally, the longer the fight went on, you know, Dustin had the advantage.
So,
to me, man, build-ups fight, some funny shit, you know, that Conor said at the end.
Oh, bro. And there's one thing about Conor, bro, he can sell a fight.
Oh, 100%.
Bro, that's one thing I love about him, mate. He can...
Yeah.
Bro, he's always thinking about the next fight, even when he's got a broken leg on the ground, bro. He's trying, man, I can sell the next fight right here.
Well, that's why Dana White is already like, yo, that the fight can't end that way. So, you know, that you already know there's going to be another one of them.
Definitely, bro.
But, you know, is Conor going to win it? I don't know.
Yeah.
At least it gives him more time to you know, get his groove back into the, you know, the UFC style of things. You know, he said that in the last fight when he got knocked out by Dustin Bro, is that, you know, you can't be away from the octagon that long and expect to come in and win a fight, you know, the way he was wanting to win the fight. So, man, you know, I'm looking forward to Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier, you know,
definitely
number four, I guess.
Yeah. Mean, so, bro.
Sounds good. Well, bro, this is the first chat that we've had, I guess, you know.
Nah, shout for having me on, bro. First podcast, bro. So
Bro, we haven't even done one on you, man. But, you know, at least I think we're going to make this a little bit more of a thing, you know, where we have these chats like this, bro. So a bit of a Q&A or, you know, a bit of a yarn about the weekend and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it feels weird being on this side of the camera, but frick, bro. Yeah,
the man, the myth, the legend. Cool, yeah.
Sure for having me, bro.
Nah, no worries, man. Nah, well, hey, hope you guys all enjoyed the chat today, man. It's all sports podcast. But yeah, like I said, man, it was a great weekend for sports fanatics. But we'll catch you guys on the next episode. All right, peace.